This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. South Africa has launched a case at the United Nations top court accusing Israel of genocide against Palestinians in Gaza and asking the court to order Israel to halt its attacks. Israel swiftly rejected the filing, quote, with disgust. South Africa's submission filed Friday at the International Court of Justice alleges that, quote, acts and omissions by Israel are genocidal in nature as they are committed with the intent to destroy Palestinians in Gaza as part of the broader Palestinian national, racial, and ethnic group. It asked the Hague-based court to issue an interim order for Israel to immediately suspend its military operations in Gaza. Russia has unleashed what may be one of the biggest aerial barrages against Ukraine, according to Ukraine's president. The strikes have killed at least 24 people. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky claimed that Russia launched about 110 missiles overnight throughout Ukraine. Many of the drones were shot down by Ukraine's defense systems. In Boyarka, a suburb around 12 miles southwest of Kyiv, firefighters tackled a fire caused by one downed drone. In Odessa, footage filmed by the State Emergency Service of Ukraine showed emergency workers helping residents leave a residential building in the port city. On social media platform X, formerly Twitter, Zelensky wrote, "Today Russia used nearly every type of weapon in its arsenal." I'm Karen Shamas.
South Korea's Defense Minister Shin Won-sik has said that a light water reactor at North Korea's main nuclear complex will likely be formally operational by next summer. Shin told local reporters that his country had also spotted similar cooling system-related activities associated with the reactor last summer, according to the South Korean Defense Ministry on Friday. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. The Vatican may have declared that clerics can administer blessings to same-sex couples, but in Nigeria, where same-sex relationships are criminalized, gay Catholics say it will take time before they are accepted. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
Bishops from several African countries, including Nigeria, said they will not bless same-sex couples. They argue the change can be interpreted as optional. Pope Francis, who approved the declaration, has hit back against criticism and what he called inflexible ideological positions that hinder the church from moving forward. Father Patrick Elumanku is director of communications for the Catholic Archdiocese of Nigeria's capital, Abuja. He says the Vatican declaration was unsettling for many followers, but should be viewed as a move towards inclusiveness.
They are also children of God. The judgment, finally, of what a person is depends on God in the very end. I think that's what the Pope said, who am I to judge?
Elumanku also denied that this was an incremental step towards eventually accepting same-sex unions in church.
David Doyle from Reuters. A group of university students have launched a 24-hour blockade of a key traffic alley in Serbia's capital during a New Year holiday rush as part of days of protests against reported widespread irregularities that marred a recent election. The rally on Saturday is expected to draw thousands of people as political tensions are running high over the December 17th ballot and subsequent incidents and arrests of opposition supporters at a protest last weekend. Some survivors of this year's fires in Hawaii say it's too soon to open up tourism. AP correspondent Donna Water reports.
Hawaii's governor and mayor are inviting tourists back to the west side of Maui, months after the August 8th fire killed at least 100 people and destroyed more than 2,000 structures. They want the economic boost during the holidays. But resident Katie Austin says it's not good for the community.
We weren't ready. We still don't have our education, our schools figured out. A lot of our kids are going up to school above the burn zone.
Austin says it's not good for people's mental health to see tourists frolicking as the community is suffering. In West Maui, efforts to clean up toxic debris are painstakingly slow, and there's increasing tension over the lack of affordable long-term housing for wildfire evacuees. I'm Donna Water.
Brazil's Ministry of Foreign Affairs says it is, quote, concerned about a border dispute between Venezuela and Guyana that intensified this week following Britain's decision to send a warship to Guyana's shores. Brazil's foreign ministry is urging both countries to return to dialogue. The UK's defense ministry has said the ship will conduct training exercises with Guyana's military. The border dipute is over the Essequibo, a sparsely populated region the size of Florida that is rich in oil and minerals. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.